from day one, it was clear that these guys were creating their own imagery and they're distributing it to the press, and the press was eating it up.
Michael Shaw is the publisher of Bag News Notes, a site dedicated to the analysis of news images. Shaw has been keeping a close eye on how President Obama's image is crafted for public consumption.
In the beginning, because Obama was young, his oratory can be very powerful. I think they were consciously trying to develop some kind of analogy or develop an analogy between him and the Kennedys. So if you look at some of those early pictures from the White House Flickr set that they were distributing, you'd see a picture of him running down the colonnade with Bo, the dog. And that picture, if you put it side by side, which we did on the site, of the picture of Robert Kennedy running down the beach in Los Angeles, you don't see much difference there. There's another image of Obama from behind where there's a painting of JFK. You make an analogy in your mind, you know, that here's the young president, he's JFK-like. There's another picture that was very strategic, I thought, that had the resolution desk, which is the desk that Kennedy used, Bush used it also, and in the Oval Office, early days, and Obama was there with Carolyn Kennedy, and she's laughing kind of off to the side, and then he's behind the desk, and he's looking under and kind of joking around. But you know that the immediate reference is, and from a cognitive standpoint, what instantly pops in your head is the way that that psychologically connects you to Kennedy and makes almost a kind of continuity between one figure and the other when he's otherwise someone who's extremely unknown is extremely powerful. There's a shot of him with a lightsaber playing out, and I think this is with visitors to the White House with little kids, where it's like it reads Star Wars. Or you have a picture of him running around a pool with a super soaker. And it's like, here's a black guy with a gun, you know, running around, but it's got colors, and it's like counter-programming a lot of these associations you would naturally have. Before we knew he was running for president, he was a freshman senator from Illinois. And he sent out a Christmas card. And if you go back, I think it was the Chicago Reader was saying, wow, it's really amazing that you have this junior senator who's like sending out a Christmas card to like everybody in the entire city. You know, the visual savvy, and that was notable. More notable, if you look at the card, is who shot it. It was taken by Annie Leibovitz. So, I mean, the fact that they had this kind of visual savvy and understanding and appreciation of what photojournalism can do, very high level photojournalism, and that images can shape perception and also introduce someone who, again, was so, green and unknown and other in a lot of respects, it was really, really notable from way before he got to the White House. What's an interesting photo to look at, and I think at the time I didn't take it at all as being propagandistic, was the First Lady's official portrait. It's taken in the blue room of the White House, and you see Michelle Obama with her hand on a table, and you wouldn't even necessarily think that it was anything more than a White House painting. But when you look at the photo, what you realize is the painting in the blue room of Thomas Jefferson. And how brilliant and how eloquent really is it that the first African-American occupants of the White House, that her official photo would be taken in juxtaposition with a slave owner who used to live there. That showed a understanding of the power of a visual narrative and even on a subliminal level that is not accidental. It's really brilliant, but it really did, I think, set the table for them, just having that kind of consciousness about every situation, moment, scene going forward. people know that that they're being spun. People do know that these are that there's an advertising component and a propaganda element as much as an informational element. I think people are very savvy that way, and I think it'd be wrong to underestimate how much people are looking at all this content in a much more a critical way or skeptical way.